It's Singles and Pringles with Rachel and Kat.
Hello, and welcome to Pringles and Singles, podcast for singles, by singles, eating Pringles. I'm Kat.
And I'm Rachel.
And today we're talking about middle school. The best time of our
lives. The true peak.
Definitely the smelliest. But before we begin, let's get snacking on our featured Pringle. And again, we are not sponsored.
We are not sponsored by Pringles. We didn't make this clear in our first podcast. But, I mean, if Pringles would like to sponsor that, we are here for this. Like,
yeah.
We would love to sponsor Pringles, but as of right now, Pringles does not sponsor us.
We are both college children. We have to pay tuition.
Yeah, if anyone, Pringles.
Lays.
Lays. Lays would not sponsor us, but if you want to, you know what? Lays and Singles. It's. Lays and singles, singles and lays.
Da da da.
Ruffled potato chips.
If like Lays or Ruffles like sponsored us, it would just be us trash talking Pringles.
Oh, Doritos and 50
cents.
I'd get a sponsor from Doritos.
What
I love
about
Doritos.
Veggie chips.
Veggie chips.
Sun chips.
I don't know.
Sun chips. Are Sun chips real?
No, they're not real. Sun. All right. I used to hate Sun chips. Wait. What do you mean they're not real chips? Sun chip. Oh, I prematurely popped. No one likes
that guy.
Premature pop.
Okay. Start. Okay.
Sun chips are real chips.
No, they're not.
They're not real chips. Oh, I thought you meant like they didn't exist.
No.
Sun chips exist. They're not. I think they're chips. That's debatable.
Imagine
but sun chips do in fact exist.
Hate you on sun chips.
Sun chips is never going to sponsor us now.
What?
I used to hate them. They were so gross.
Yeah.
They still kind of are. I mean, like, they're no Pringle. At Pringle, please sponsor us.
Anyway, start us up with the pop. That was very crispy.
That was a little crispy. That's because the lid is still on it.
Yeah, so this is salt and vinegar.
Oh, yeah, we're doing salt and vinegar. I don't know if we said that already.
Yeah.
I think it's a really salty in middle school. That was probably my most salty. And I smelled like vinegar.
I smelled the vinegar from the can. Like, it's very pungent.
Oh, it is so pungent. I love it, though. I love the smell of vinegar. And I love the color of the can, too. This blue.
It's bright blue. Although, I think you could easily mistake it for detergent.
That's
because
true.
Of the brightness.
Yeah. I do prefer this, though, than to the yellow and orange. Oh, yellow and red from the original. I think this one is a lot more inviting.
It reminds me of a picnic.
Nice. Thank you. All right, so this is the salt and vinegar chip. Ready for some chewing ASMR.
Cheers.
Cheers. I love it.
The initial taste is similar to the original, but the aftertaste, like, there's a bit of a sour,
it's acidic in the end, yeah. See, I feel like you either love, love, love salt and vinegar, or you absolutely hate it. I'm on the camp that loves it, mostly because, like, growing up, I ate a lot of, like, vinegar-flavored things. Like, it was a huge part of, like, the ingredients my mom would use to cook. And then I've been mentioning my mom so often. But yeah, this is arguably my favorite chip, I think. Arguably for myself. I can argue it. What about you, Kat? What do you think?
I think it's good. Like, I don't know. I don't, like... I'm not like, oh my god, this is like the best chip I've ever had. But I'm also like, this is gross. Like, I'm in the middle.
Less addictive than the original.
Like,
yeah. The original, last podcast, I was just eating it the entire time. This one, I could probably take it slow.
Yeah, I can definitely control myself with this one.
Speaking of taking it slow and controlling ourselves, that's definitely not something I did in my middle school crushes. So, middle school. It's just, in general, it was such a rough time, but you didn't realize how rough it was until you left, right? We didn't go to middle school together.
Yeah.
So I don't know what your experience
was. Yeah, I was still in California.
Yeah.
It was very smelly, and the California heat made it more smelly.
I was disgusting. Like, I went through my emo phase in middle school, So I would straighten my hair every Wednesday morning. But then in order to keep my hair straight for the entire week, that would mean, like, not washing my hair. Or only washing my hair, like, once a week. And then I found a lip plumper on the floor of my middle school. And then I found an eyeliner. So that was my makeup routine. Someone's old eyeliner and lip plumper that they threw on the floor and then I used. I do not know how I didn't get an eye infection. But
you just, like, paint yourself with stuff that you found on the ground.
Yes, I did. Because like, I wasn't allowed to wear makeup, so I leave it in my locker at school and then wear it. Because, like, crushes were intense.
I can, like, also imagine you, like, finding a ketchup packet on the ground, going, score! Just put it on your lip. Like, blush.
I was the kind of person who used, like, lipstick and chapstick as blush. Because you had to multitask, you had to use. And that's, like, an actual makeup hack, though.
I didn't put on makeup until, like, end of high school, college.
That's valid. We didn't need makeup, especially in middle school. Like, who cares?
It was more than my appearance that were repelling people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure.
And definitely my personality. Like, I definitely imagine, I've definitely thought, like, maybe there have been, like, people that liked me. But then, like, they're like, that girl's cute. I wonder what she's talking about. They, like, listen closer. And then they're like, they hear me talking about how great Fred is from Scooby-Doo.
I was just a very unapproachable person. Like I said, I had my emo kid phase, so I would do a lot of, like, loitering after school with, like, two of my friends who were also going through their emo phase, and that was a huge part of my high school experience, was just staying after school, leaving our stuff in the library, and then just walking around blasting either My Chemical Romance or Paramore or once in a while Panic at the Disco, and then Fall Out Boy, you know, like, the emo trinity.
What is it? I'm doing the sign of the cross. What is it? Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco is our father. My Chemical Romance is the ghost, and then Fall Out Boy
is the son.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna explain this really quickly. Panic at the Disco. This is my favorite theory of all time. Panic at the Disco is the father because there's only one of them. There's only Brynn and Yuri, and then Fall Out Boy is the son. Because they were resurrected, because they went on that hiatus and now they're back. And then My Chemical Romance is the Holy Spirit, because they may be gone, but they are still with us today.
In the name of our Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, and My Chemical Romance.
Amen.
I think I just performed a sacrilege.
Anyway, so middle school is probably where I have the most stories. Not all of them. God, it was so awkward. We had to do this thing called, I don't know if I should talk about this, dancing classrooms, where you had to, like, dance with someone. You, in your gym class, you do, like, ballroom dancing, and you learn that, and then you perform in front of everyone.
I did that too, minus the performing. Like,
oh, you didn't perform in front of it? I have videos from mine.
I know what you're talking about, because, like, I moved to New York, like, I moved to New York, like, sophomore year of high school, and my sister was in middle school, so I, like, experienced it from the spectator.
Did you go?
Yeah, I went.
It's awesome. It was so much fun. I remember going to my sister's performance. It was amazing.
I was, like, raving. Like, I screamed my sister's name, like, when she was exiting. She's like, oh, God, I want to die.
I'd want you to. Okay. So, remember Peter and Joseph from last episode, last podcast. My crush on them did not, on them, both of them, because they were identical, so I didn't care. What would I care?
It'd be so funny if you were like, oh my God, I'm in love with you, Joseph. I'm Peter!
So, speaking of that, that is exactly what I did. No, wait, so Joseph was in my class in fifth grade. So going into middle school, he was kind of like the main one on my mind. I hate putting it that way. That sounds horrible. But, like, yeah. So I thought one day I was going to make my move. So I did. I wrote a note and I put it in what I thought was Joseph's locker. And I put, I think it was something like, "You, I'm your secret admirer." And then I put my friend's phone number on it. And then I waited for them to go to their lockers to, like, get their stuff. And I, like, was waiting on the hallway with my friend, and we were, like, looking at them, seeing if they saw it. Turns out I put it in the wrong one's locker.
You put it in Peter's locker.
Lockers look the same. Lockers look the same. They look the same. I didn't care. It was someone. So they look at it. They're looking at this note that I wrote, and I'm so excited. Like, my heart is racing. And then he shows it to Joseph. Good thing I didn't write their names on it, so it didn't really matter.
That's, yeah. And you're like, I just hope I get one of them.
One of them.
Anyway, one of them. They're all the same.
At least I got one of the lockers, right? And then they look at it, they just shrug. They don't even have much emotion. They just shrug. And then they drop it on the ground and walk away. My heart is broken, but not broken enough for me not to go pick up the note and put it back in their locker. The next day, in the morning, they see it again, and they do the same exact thing, but that doesn't stop me. I'm going to do it until they keep the note, at least keep the note, and not throw it on the ground, because littering is bad.
It'd be so funny if you just, like, took the time to laminate it,
yeah,
and, like, staple it to your locker.
Like, I know you saw this.
I know where your locker is.
The other locker, like, tell your brother to keep the note.
I just, like, really want this to culminate in you being in the locker, and then you'll be like, wow.
Stop littering.
I'm not into you anymore.
Just call the damn number.
I saw you litter this note for 7 days in a row.
Admirer no longer admires you.
Litter.
Your secret admirer doesn't like litterers. That's such a turn-off.
Wait, that's, okay, I don't know if y'all know, like, the game Red Flags, where it's, like, it's a dating game, it's a fun game, where you basically come up with fictional dates for your friends. You come up with fictional dates for your friends, and, so you come up with, like, two good attributes and one bad attribute, so they can be, like, oh, they're funny, or, like, they have front row tickets to all your concerts, and then maybe the last one is, like, oh, they, like, wear a diaper at all times, or something like that, so... Like, you're always gonna be like, charming, funny, litters.
Your mind is smart. Has a twin. Oh man. That combo is like probably the same.
Lethal. There are so many stories about these people. You will, they are very present. Because I did not have the privilege of growing up with the same cast of ensemble cast.
Although I think. Sometime in high school, you interact with Peter.
Oh, I remember shipping you too.
That's for next episode.
Why?
The answers will come.
So, Peter. I had one of them in my English class, but I
couldn't figure out which one. I would, so, like, every time we would have to interact, I'd be like, hey, like, not address their name. And I'm like, you're one of them, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, speaking of that, so I still had a crush on them, right? I don't. So there was this one really popular girl. This was in sixth grade. This one really popular girl who had a class with Peter. So everyone knew that she had a really big crush on them, and she would always give him these crazy, dumb nicknames. Like, I can't tell you the nicknames. Petey, if you kind of arrange it for his name. Like, oh, Petey, ugh. And I was so jealous because I didn't have any classes with them anymore. And I remember when she invited them to her bat mitzvah, I was mad. I was so mad. I, like, didn't know what to do. I didn't invite them to my bat mitzvah because that would have been weird. But I hope they know. She only invited you guys because she had a crush on Peter. Yeah, Joseph, she didn't care about you. Sorry, Joseph.
Not sorry, Joseph.
I really hope, really, really hope they don't see this, because Peter and Joseph wouldn't know exactly that I'm talking about them, because there also aren't too many twins who went to my school who I had a crush on. They would know. They would know. They know these stories.
Which is why we're not actively sending links to everyone.
Yeah.
We're not advertising.
You can show this to your friends. Like, not all of them. And if you have a friend who they're twins and their names start with P and J, maybe not.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Maybe not.
We should have called them peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly. But then
That's better. We can't change it now, though.
Yeah. It get really confusing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's not how the Lord would have wanted it.
It's all biblical.
They hated Jesus because he spoke the truth.
Spoke the truth. Oh my god. Yeah.
Middle school sucked. But I really thought I'd kill it. You know? I thought I was so good at middle school. What is that cut?
I was still thinking, like, nothing really happened for me in middle school in terms of love life. But I will say, like, I was always on the sidelines. Like, I was always watching people.
All the drama?
No, not really. Yeah, I wasn't even that involved. I was just like watching, but then also like keeping my distance at the same time because I don't want drama. But like, yeah, I would just like watch my friends like advance their love lives, but like I was not getting any action. But like, I didn't really care.
Anyone getting any action? People were getting girlfriends and boyfriends, but it wasn't serious or anything, right?
Like, oh my god, wait. There's this one piece of drama that I'm very happy to, like, still have in my heart. But, like, there is this notorious, like, all-female clique at my school, which is, like, weird. Because, like, my school was in Palo Alto, so that's, like, in Silicon Valley. So that's where, like, Google and, like, all these tech heads are. So, like, everyone's parents are, like, working for Google, or they're, like, scientists. Like, everyone's very nerdy. No one really has, like, time for, like, you know, being in a clique anyway. Like, there's no clique. Like, everyone's nerdy and Asian. That's, like, the majority. But, like, anyway, so there's this clique of all females who are, like, they're all white, like, whatever. They called themselves the Nine, because there's nine of them.
And, like we call it ourselves the Squad. In our friend group, Kat and I, we all call each other the Squad. So we can't really judge, but also the Nine is dumb.
It's
so
very pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there's nine of them. It would have been cool if there were, like, seven of them.
And they called themselves nine.
Yeah. It's like how the 7 years war lasted for 9 years.
If they would just be counting.
Yeah.
Just be like, one, two, three, four, five, six, nine.
It checks out. It checks out, for sure.
But, yeah, so, and there were, like, a bunch of rumors about these girls. I'm like, oh my god, did you know that they all have boyfriends and they have sex with them? And then they would have sex with each other.
Whoa.
I had just learned about sex like in the seventh grade, and like I think I was the only person in my bio class who did not have like a visible reaction to like the childbirth video or like the sex video, like anything. Like, everyone was like, ew, and then I'd be like, okay, like whatever, I guess I'm gonna like have to study this for my exam. Like, I was just like, I gotta remember this for my test next week. I was just like very focused on like knowing it from a scientific standpoint. But like, yeah, these girls were like, yo, I don't know what kind of milk they were drinking, but they were just like getting it on like immediately. Oh, as rumors, but I totally believe they're true. And like, yeah, that's like the most drama that I ever like
I just
heard of.
Hearing that middle schoolers, I was still in middle school. Like, I had crushes, oh for sure, but like what I was doing in my free time, like what I was actually doing was like watching Studio Ghibli movies, like in high school.
Oh my god.
And like, and nothing changed. I'm the same as I was in middle school.
Remember when I baited you with Studio Ghibli?
I remember that. That's next episode. That really screwed me over. Stay tuned.
It has to do with Studio Ghibli.
I love Studio Ghibli.
Who doesn't?
I just want a romance that Hayao Miyazaki would approve of.
Howl.
Yes. Howl and Sophie. I want the kind that character development just comes so naturally, that they, like, bring out the best in each other. Like, this is not something I've come across in a very long time. An example of me not coming across this.
Or, like, you know, I really want to, like, spin in the sky with my significant other, like, Chihiro and Haku.
To fall in love with me, you know?
That's so
hard. Turn into a dragon. Or, like, I need him to help me fight climate change with my wolf family. Like, anything. Or I need him to, like, carve violins at Whisper of the Heart. That's one of the OG ones. Anyway, okay. This story happened in 8th grade. With a guy named, I'm not even going to censor his name. This is, we're going all in.
Jeremy Lanzman.
I
he looked surprised. You were whatever. I didn't know who he was before eighth grade. We had a class together, home economics. It was amazing because I was pretty good at cooking in that class. Like, I was a pretty baller kid. And, like, he didn't know what he was doing. So I had to, like, help out a lot. Are you searching his name?
My phone died.
Use my phone.
Thank you. You have a charger.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Let me tell my story. Oh, yeah. We're searching at Jeremy Lanzman. So he's ugly. Let me tell you, the first time I saw him, he walked into class. And I saw him, I was like, oh my god, he's the ugliest guy I've ever seen. I'm gonna have the biggest crush on him. And I did. He was so short. I was taller than him, and I was not a tall kid. He was short, and he was conceited. He was the captain of the basketball team, and I believe also the football team.
Wow.
Yeah. He was popular. He was that guy. He was just... I don't know what it was about him, but I was absolutely obsessed. I would follow him everywhere. But I didn't want him to know, or anyone to know for that matter, because, like, I wanted to come across as cool, you know? So what we would do, like I said before, my friends and I would loiter in the library, leave our stuff there, and then walk around the school and hang out. So what I would do was wait in the basement in the corridor by the gym. And I would wait for the basketball team to go out and get water. Because they get water breaks every day at 5 o'clock. And I knew that because I waited for them. So I would sit there waiting for the basketball team to walk out. And when they started walking out, I would start blasting music. Like emo, like real, not even emo, like scene kid music, like really angsty music. And I pretend I didn't see them and that I was just doing my own thing. And all right, picture this. My 8th grade aesthetic was like pin straight hair. Fringes and what are they called? Ray-Ban. But they were fake Ray-Ban glasses that I bought for $200. Not a good idea. So I would just sit there and he would go and grab water and I'd be playing music pretending not to notice them, but I'm literally just sitting in this hallway every day at 5 o'clock just pretending that, like, oh, I'm better than you. I don't need this. I don't need you or anybody. But, like, I'm watching this guy and I just want to be near him. Also, what I would do is whenever the basketball team had games, I would go and watch their games by myself. And it would be late, too. It would be like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And I would film him from the stands. I would film this guy just sitting there. And it was so awkward. Like, what are you doing here? You don't like sports. You don't know what's going on. Like, this is the most... I was also the only one who would watch... These are, like, middle school basketball games. All right. Like, who would watch this? But I would be sitting there, and once in a while, I'd drag my friend along with me. Brendan Dixon, if you're listening to this, you are a real one. You always put up with my shit. I wonder where he is now. He moved away after 8th grade. I miss him. Love you, Brendan. Anyway, this guy, needless to say, never talked to me. Not once. I would tell everyone about him, though, because I was so obsessed. Like, these kids that I used to get abusive, I would tell them, like, oh, there's this guy. Oh, they'd ask me if I had a boyfriend. I'd be like, I know, but there's this guy, and I don't know what's going to happen. But, like, it's kind of uncertain. No, it wasn't. It was certain. He never talked to you. He never wanted to talk to you. Like, it's never going to happen. But that's probably the most polarizing crush I ever had on Jeremy Lanzman. Shout out to you, Jeremy. You were kind of an asshole. But I still liked you. So congratulations.
And with that, another name burned in the bonfire.
That felt really good. That did feel really good. It was like therapeutic.
Yeah.
He's just so... Why did I have a crush on him? He's so ugly. Everyone listening now, look him up on Facebook. Just do it. Like, you'll see what I mean. He's really short.
Wow, look. Canceled. Canceled.
That being said... Sponsor us. Pringles.
Or Lay's. We will cancel either Pringles or Lay's.
Well, not Sunchips. Or like a partner brand, or I don't know. I don't know who owns Sunchips. Someone owns Sunchips. I hope it's not the same people who own Pringles. That would suck. Anyway.
There's like a chip monopoly.
I think there is. Frito-Lay? Is Pringles?
No, it's gotta be Pringles.
I think Pringles is by itself.
I respect that, Pringles. I respect...
Oh, it's Kellogg's, right?
All right, yeah, Kellogg's. I like cereal.
Jackson, Tennessee.
Jackson,
looks
Tennessee.
Like we're going on a Pringles trip.
Jackson. We should film an episode in Jackson, Tennessee.
We'll just be like, hi, we're live reporting from the Pringles factory.
Singles surrounded by Pringles. I do like Kellogg's. Kellogg's, I hear you. I feel you. Give us some money.
Because cereal's technically small
cereal
chips.
Cereal is small chips. If you want, we can start reviewing cereal too. We'll be Singles and Cereal. Cereal Singles.
We should like have a podcast called Cereal, which people can confuse with the other podcast called Cereal.
Wait,
I wanted to listen to like a murder mystery. Why am I hearing about two voice cracking girls? It was very. It was ethereal.
Ethereal.
Hi, my name is Rachel. Not raspy. You sound like you smoked like a cigarette. Yeah, we still don't know how to conclude episode.
We're gonna figure that out. We're on this note, right?
you fucking suck.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Tell us what you want to see next episode.
Our Patreon. No, we don't have a Patreon.
Well, this has been Singles and Pringles with Rachel and Kat.
Until
see you guys next time.
Until next time.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.